Russian soldiers still man the Akhalgori checkpoint. A half dozen men are visible behind concrete barriers. The Russian flag flies above a hut by the side of the road. They say they're not authorized to speak to reporters, but they say that so far they've received no orders to pull back further. Just 400 meters down the road, a dozen Georgian police have their own checkpoint. They watch the Russians closely. On this occasion, a European Union monitoring patrol is pulled up. Patrol leader Frederick Nyland talks with the Georgian commander about the situation.
We'll go over and speak to the Russian side as well, as usual. And maybe we will go down over the bridge to the Russian watch post on the other side as well.
Nyland is part of a European contingent sent to monitor the situation after an EU-backed ceasefire agreement halted clashes between Russian and Georgian forces in August.
The Georgians on one side with their checkpoint, and we have a Russian checkpoint just 400 meters north of the place that we're standing here right now.
At the heart of the conflict are the breakaway regions of South Ossetia and Abkhazia. The war in August was sparked when Georgian forces launched an attack against South Ossetia's capital, Shkinvali, to try to rein in Russian-backed separatists and regain control of the area. Russian forces responded quickly, driving the Georgians back, moving deep into Georgia and creating buffer zones around the breakaway regions. Under the ceasefire accord, Moscow promised to withdraw by October 10th. In Brussels, the EU's foreign policy chief, Javier Solana, said monitors confirmed the Russian withdrawal and he welcomed the pullout. But during a visit Friday to the Georgian town of Gori, French Foreign Minister Bernard Kouchner was not so sure. He described the Russian withdrawal as a first step. It's not complete, he said. Kouchner also visited damaged homes in the buffer zone near South Ossetia, including a police station that had been taken over by Russian and South Ossetian militias.
The Russians themselves, or the militias, and they destroyed everything, did they?
Georgia says Russia has not complied with the ceasefire accord because it still maintains forces inside South Ossetia and Abkhazia. Russia says it has complied because its forces pulled out of the buffer zones. These differing views are no surprise, says EU patrol leader Frederick Nyland.
So it's one thing to draw a line in a map, but it's another thing when you're standing out in the environment and trying to establish where is that line now. So of course there are room for different interpretations there as well, on both sides actually.
Russia, which unilaterally recognized the independence of both breakaway republics, says it will maintain troops in Abkhazia and South Ossetia to guard against future Georgian attacks. Sonia Pace, VOA News, Akhalgori, Georgia.